This time, we're going to have our dedication for our new building. And so as we're beginning this process, there are a couple people that I just really want to begin by thanking. And so I'm going to ask that as we're thanking people, that if that you'd stand up, and then there's going to be a number of people that we're going to thank, so then we'll just give everyone a nice thunderous applause at the end. So we'll clap at that point. But first, I just want to start by asking the building team and the families, if you all would stand. So Brad and Lorena and Steve and John and Kevin, who I know John and Kevin weren't able to be here, but their families, if you all would go ahead and stand on their behalf, and the whole family, if you would stand. This project, as Brad even mentioned a little bit earlier, this project was something that that became much bigger and more time-consuming and maybe easier than we acknowledged at the beginning of it. There were lots of times early in the process where we kept using the term no-brainer, and then by the end of the process, it was clear that it was anything but that. And so this team of people, they poured in a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of late nights, and so I just want to thank them. I also want to ask everyone who was a part of the 2017 leadership team, if you would go ahead and stand up, you and your families, if you would stand up. Again, this was, and everyone can keep standing if you don't mind, sorry. You can sit if you need to, though. This team, again, there was a lot of discussion that surrounded our transition and our move. There was a lot of planning that took place, really in the midst of what was an ambitious amount of goals that we had set out at the beginning of the year. The building project took a lot of that space and time and effort. And so I want to thank this team for all of the work that they put in that regard. I want to ask Shannon to stand. This is not a not a surprise or a secret to any of you, but a lot of this could not have happened without Shannon and her incredible attention to detail. And there were lots of times where there were things that I hadn't even thought of that Shannon brought to the table, and there were times where I would think of something and Shannon would already have it taken care of even before I voiced it. So many of you saw some of this skill on full display when we moved, and Shannon had arranged to line up everything in a color-coded fashion. But well beyond that, the effort that Shannon put in is something that that made this move possible when it wouldn't have been otherwise. And then I also want to thank Lorena. And Lorena's already standing as a member of the leadership team. When we were first moving into the building and when we realized we'd be moving in on a Wednesday evening and we would be having services that Sunday, Lorena said, "Hey, what are your expectations for church on Sunday?" And I said, like nothing, like that we would be here. And I said, if we can set up the portable baptism sound system, that would be great, and everyone will be happy, and we can have one guitar, or not even. Of course, Lorena's expectations for herself and what she would have done far exceeded anything that I could have imagined, and she was here late every evening, has been here late lots of evenings, learning about the sound system and the building, and so she certainly put in tons of hours to help make this a smooth transition. And these people who are standing, I know, represent just a percentage of people who helped on this project. All of the people who we utilized along the way, who gave great insights and used kind of their gifting and strengths and skills to advise us and to bring up questions and to help us along in the process, thank you very much. For all of the people that showed up on that cold evening in December, a week and a half before Christmas, and gave up their time in what is for most people already a very busy season, thank you very much. For everyone who has since that time continued to help, whether that's people who have helped, you know, Gary helping to patch a big hole in a wall in the offices, Joy, who's done a lot of painting, other people who have been in doing painting and lots of projects, Chuck, who has helped. There are so many people that have continued to pour in and help, and thank you very much. There was a big crew here, even though we moved in the week before Christmas, who came in to decorate and to make it look like we didn't just move into the building for Christmas time. Elaine for organizing that effort. And so thank you very much. It would be impossible for us to list all of the individuals who helped to make this project happen. And I wanted to ask families to stand up to thank you all as well, because you allowed your spouse or your parent to miss things at home, whether those were evenings at home or events at school or family things that were going on. So thank you as well for allowing again, your spouse or your parent to be involved in the season. And let's just take a time to applause and to thank everyone who helped to make this project happen. So thank you. And as we dedicate this new space this morning, I just want to quickly remind us of the motivation for doing this, the reason why we were looking to move into a new building at all. And the motivation for this, and where we're going to read, is nicely found in Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 to 20. And in this familiar passage, verses 18 to 20, in this familiar passage, Jesus says, "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.'" In this passage, Jesus tells his followers that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him, and that their responsibility after he leaves, this is before his ascension, is that they are supposed to make disciples of all nations. And so as we think about our purpose in moving to this building, it's that pursuit of making disciples. So there are three things that as we pray, and in just a couple minutes, three different people are going to come and pray for these things. Three things that we want to pray about for us as a church today. The first is this, that we would be people that are sharing the good news with people who don't know Christ. That's what this passage is all about, in a sense. That there are people who are living according to that sinful nature. There are people who are struggling. There are people who need to experience the new life of Christ. And as a church, part of our move into this building was so that we could be a people that are more effectively and making space to reach more people in our community, in our area, and in our midst. The second was this, that we would be people who are seeing believers grow in the maturity of their faith. So this idea that we need to dedicate this space, that we are a people that are growing in our faith. Lots of times when we think about the Great Commission, we only think about it in the sense of evangelism. But when Jesus says that they are called to be people who are making disciples, that means reaching people who don't know Christ. And it also means that people who do know Christ, they need to be growing further into the image of Christ. They need to be growing as disciples of Christ. So we want to dedicate this space to be a place where that's happening. And finally, to dedicate this building to the glorification of God and to the advancement of his kingdom. Like our passage in Philippians today referenced, we are to be a people that live in a way that is seeking to bring glory to our Heavenly Father. And so our prayer is that as we move into this space, that we would be people who are reaching to the lost, that we are a people together who are growing in our faith, and that we are a people as a church who are glorifying our good God. And so this morning now, we're going to ask three different people if they would come up, and you can all come up and make your way up at least to the front now. Michelle Kaiser, who has been a member of the leadership team for several years, is going to pray for us first that we would be a church that is reaching others for Christ.
Please join me in prayer. Our dear gracious Heavenly Father, we once again come to say thank you so much for the gift of this building. As the founders of this church almost 20 years ago felt led to call us Community Alliance Church, we have indeed been seeking you for guidance and ways to reach out to our community and pray for them wherever we were at the time. You have called us to Derry Street not once but twice and have now blessed us with this building in Launton. We recognize that this is our mission field. Please help us to continue to faithfully serve the hurting, and please break our hearts for the lost people around us. Help us to be aware of their needs and give us the wisdom and the resources to meet them. Help us to continue to faithfully lift this community up in prayer. Open the hearts and minds of the people in this neighborhood and draw them in. When there are circumstances when we are reaching out by invitation, or maybe a time when we are handing out door hangers to invite them to a special event or service, we ask that they would not disregard the hangers and toss them in the trash, but that the Holy Spirit would speak to them and lead them here. Please give us boldness and courage to invite people from our own communities, families, schools, and workplaces. We believe that you will honor the seeds that we plant. We give this building to you to be a safe place and a joyous place where people will discover the hope and forgiveness that only Jesus Christ can offer. We pray that those people will learn to put their trust in you and then go on to share that love with others. I pray that countless lives will be given to you and many decisions for you will be made within these walls. We know that you do not call the equipped, but you equip the called. Let us be humbled and challenged to recognize that this building is one of the truly awesome ways in which you are equipping us to share your good news. Stretch our imaginations to dream God-sized dreams here. May we rejoice in anticipation of the work that will be accomplished here. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Michelle. And now Steve is going to come and pray that we'd be a church that's growing in our faith.
Will you pray with me? Father, your word tells us that you've began a good work in us, and that through Christ you'll carry it on to completion. Father, that's my prayer today. Lord, I look back on my own walk of faith, and I see the ways that you've allowed me to grow in faith through experiences in my life and through the leading of the Holy Spirit and through friends and pastors and elders that have come alongside me and helped me to grow in my faith. And Lord, I just say thank you. Thank you for that. And at the same time, Lord, the more I grow in my faith, the more I realize I've got a long way to go. And I pray that this church and this building would be a place that all who gather here would have the ability to grow, Lord, in our faith. Lord, that the words that are spoken from this pulpit would be challenging, that they would be convicting, that they would be encouraging. Lord, that we would all just take these words that are spoken here as a direct message from you and as a challenge to grow in our faith. Lord, I pray that we would become disciples of you in everything that we do, not just on Sunday mornings, but on those trips to the grocery store and at work and wherever we go, Lord, that we would be becoming disciples for Christ. Father, I pray for the kids in the congregation, those that are still growing in their faith and still finding their faith and still even kind of developing a faith of their own. Father, such a critical time in their lives, Lord, I give them to you and pray that you would just plant the seeds of faith in their hearts. Help our youth leaders and our Kingdom Kids leaders to plant those seeds through the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray that those seeds would then blossom with a deep root, not with a shallow root that would soon wither, but Lord, that would be a faith that would blossom into a full-grown tree, and Lord, that we would then seek out you every day and seek your face so that we could become fully devoted followers of Christ. Lord, we thank you for the facility itself that enables that with all the additional classrooms and other things, Lord, but most of all, we thank you for the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Lord, I pray that we as a church body would remember that we would let go of all the things that really just don't matter in life so that we can hold on to those things that truly matter for eternity. We thank you, Lord. We love you. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. And now our assistant to the district superintendent and founding pastor, Alan Rathbun, is going to pray for us. So.
Oh, my goodness. That title kills me. Scott, thanks, man, for letting me be part of this. It's hard to express how much joy it feels just to be up here. And I want to also say thank you for letting me say a few words, too, because mm-hmm. that would have been really hard not to. But I am going to be brief, I promise. You know, we spent 10 years in schools and warehouses and another school and tents and parks and wherever else we gathered for worship. And then we spent, hard to believe, we spent 10 years on Derry Street in that building. And it's great to be launching a new decade. At the end of this year, this church will be 20 years old, which is crazy. But to launch a new decade in a new space where we can share and grow and glorify together is just a great encouragement. You know, and somewhere in the history of CAC, our leadership team and then our whole church family started praying that God would make this church a church that is great in His eyes. And no matter what place we meet, that's a great prayer to keep on praying, right? God is good. And so what I was hoping to do is just read a scripture verse as we celebrate the beginning of our ministry together, because that's always an important word for God's family. I hope that this scripture becomes something that continues to shape our idea of what it means to be a great church in God's eyes. And it's John 15:7-11. It says, "If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as my Father has kept my commands, and I remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete." You know, first, to be a great church in God's eyes is to be a group of people who together are learning to live in partnership with Jesus. That's what it means to remain in him. We learn to live in a partnership with him, like we do life with him. That's beautiful. That's the growing part that Steve just prayed for. Second, to be a great church in God's eyes is to bear fruit for our Father's glory. Our Father is so great and loves us so much. He's worth building our lives on and living every second of our lives for. As we do this together, we're going to see some beautiful things. To be fruitful is about the kind of people we are, right? Loving, joyful, peaceful, patient, and the list goes on. But it's also about the kind of things we do, that we're working with Jesus, embracing his mission to bring as many people as possible into his family and help them become faithful and fruitful disciples with him. And then third, to be a great church, oh, and by the way, that's the sharing part that Steve prayed for. It's in the sharing and the growing that we do the glorifying. Amen? And third, to be a great church in God's eyes, to remember that everything that Jesus teaches us is meant for our joy. Did you see those words at the end of that passage? He says, I'm teaching you all this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. God's people are a people of joy. Let's not forget that. So, you know, this building really means nothing. It's just a bunch of materials put together if it's not helping us learn to live in partnership with Jesus together and helping people come into his family together, helping people learn to live with him together and celebrating the joy that we have in Christ. May this building be the place that we gather with joy and be sent out to live on mission with Jesus. As we share his beauty and his truth with other people, as we do the sharing and the growing, we're going to be doing the glorifying together. And so I'm just going to pray and ask God to do that in us and with us, because that's beautiful. Father, I thank you so much for the privilege and pleasure to stand before and with my church family. What a blessing. Thank you for the journey you've put us on, Lord. We'd have never thought 20 years ago that we would be standing and sitting here, dedicating this building to you. But Lord, we dedicate this building to you because the building's a tool. It's a means to gather here and grow with you and then be sent out by you to bring others into your family. And so, Father, I pray that in everything that we do, we would glorify you, not because we have to, but because we get to. because we really see in our mind that you are worth living every second of our lives for. That your greatness, your beauty motivates us to live in partnership with you. And I pray, Father, that everything that we do in this building, every decision that is made in this building, every ministry we offer in this building, every prayer we pray in this building, would all be glorifying to you. That we would grow in the gospel together, speaking the truth to one another in love, whether it be through singing a worship song, listening to a message, or sharing during fellowship times. Lord, may all of it glorify you so that we can live in partnership with you and enjoy life in your mission. Thank you, Father. Protect this church family, strengthen this church family, and send us out like you sent Jesus. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. In Jesus' great name, amen.
And so as we conclude with this, I just want to ask for this. I want to ask that this would not be the last time that we pray to dedicate this space to these ministries. We're going to have for the next month, we're going to have some little flyers that are in the cafe that will be reminding us of that. We'll send out emails occasionally to remind us of that. But I'm going to ask that for us as a church body, that we would pray every day over the next 30 days as we begin this kind of new phase in our church together, that we would be people that are reaching others, that we would be people that are growing in our faith in Christ together, and that we would be people that are glorifying God. So I'd ask if you would join me in that regard. And then also, as a result, just of moving to a new space, as we've been looking at things like our greeters and snow removal and different things like that, there are a lot of ways that have come up and a lot of things that are different about the ways that we can be a part of serving others. And so if that's something that you are interested in, something that sounds interesting to you, I'd ask if you'd maybe stay after church just briefly on February 11th for us to talk about some of those opportunities to be able to serve. And then I won't ask you to make a commitment then, but to see if that's something that you would be willing to think and pray about and to be a part of as well. So, will you pray with me? God, we thank you again for this building and this space that you have provided for us to be a people who are seeking to reach others for you and to be a people who are growing in our faith and ultimately, in all things that we do, to be people that are bringing glory to you. God, we ask that as we begin this new season, this new phase for our church, that it would be a time where we see your hand at work and where we experience your blessing. And we ask these things in your name. Amen.